When Tibetan refugees go in search of sanctuary from persecution, their traditional destination is to Nepal, the country lying along its southwest border. But for how much longer? It's becoming harder and harder for Tibetans to move there, as the country is allegedly being drawn further under the influence of China to the north, to such an extent that the Nepali government is under mounting pressure not just to clamp down on arrivals, but even to send Tibetans back home. Our reporter Rani Singh has been to a remote camp in the village of Bridim, 7 miles from the Tibetan border and 7,000 feet up in the Langtun Mountains, to see how true those allegations are.
My mother was terrified. The wind was howling. They climbed over the mountains and across the river at the border, where her father was swept away, and she somehow made it here to Bridim as a refugee, and this is where I was born.
Tsering Lama, local leader and son of a Tibetan who escaped from China in the 1950s. His mother married a Nepali here in the village of Bridim, making him a Nepali citizen. But many of his family are still refugees. Along from his stone house, there's a ramshackle camp, home to older relatives of Tsering.
Eighty-eight-year-old Pusang is quite deaf, but she's singing a verse from Buddhist scripture. Half-blind, covered in flies, she's slowly spinning sheep's wool in front of her tiny stone house. She crosses one arthritic leg over the other and can't even walk down the stone pathway to get help from the village health centre. Here, nobody's coming to her aid.
Tamdin Dorje Thulathur is chief coordinator of the Tibetan Refugee Welfare Office. More than half don't have the refugee cards allowing them to stay or get permits to travel.
They cannot go to college, they cannot get a driving license, they cannot open the bank account, they cannot travel to India.
Up north at the Nepal-Tibetan border, Nepalese helicopters help the security forces close this essential gateway for Tibetans escaping from China.
My name is Arjun Bahadur Thapa. I am the spokesperson of the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Government of Nepal. They cross the border and they find border security guards are very, very tough. Despite their efforts, they manage to cross sometime. When they come here, we are not happy. The government of Nepal is not happy because we don't want to carry out any activities which may be detrimental to the interest of our neighbor China.
In the garden of the Kathmandu guest house, I met Iona Little, the executive director of Tibet Justice Center. They research and monitor the situation for Tibetans in Nepal, including some instances of repatriation. She expressed concerns about the Nepali relationship with China.
The Chinese authorities have turned their eye towards Nepal and are engaging much more frequently. Their aid money, our research shows, has increased tenfold since 2006. And all of these deals and relationships are predicated on the one condition that Nepal will prevent Tibetans carrying out anti-Chinese activities inside Nepal. Yet what these are has been completely undefined.
Monks practicing horn blowing before afternoon puja in the Rite Monastery at the Buddha Stupa, the most sacred place for Buddhists in Nepal. There have been protests and a monk burnt himself to death here, so there's a huge police presence and numerous CCTV cameras. I've come into the Rite Monastery to record so as not to attract attention. Nepal supports China's policy of Tibet being part of One China. That means completely under Chinese authority. Anti-China protest is forbidden.
Thank you and welcome to this press conference hosted by former President of the United States, Jimmy Carter.
Former American President Jimmy Carter was in Nepal to talk to political leaders about progress in democracy and human rights. At a press conference, I asked him what he thought about the current treatment of Tibetans. His frank answer made the headlines in Nepal the next day.
The Tibetan refugees should be welcomed. There has been, as you know, a tacit agreement in the past that refugees coming out of Tibet would not be abused when they arrive here. Lately, I understand at the border there has been some harassment of people coming from Tibet. The Chinese government is putting pressure on the officials in Nepal to interrupt this movement of people. I think they should have a right to go where they wish.
I asked Nepali government spokesman Arjun Thapa why anti-China activity is banned.
According to our One China policy, we are not supposed to allow any anti-China activities in Nepal. For example, they stage a huge demonstration in front of the Chinese embassy. And sometimes, for example, they chant anti-Chinese slogans.
And do any of them ever get sent back, repatriation?
I think this is something that you should ask with our home ministry people.
Back in Bridim, with its ladies weaving bright stripy aprons and mats on their machines, the Tibetans sing traditional songs for eco-tourists. It's a new enterprise that's helping to raise money for the children and families of refugees. But without more government support, they and the rest of the Tibetans in Nepal will remain in limbo, stuck in a no-man's land.
That's Rani Singh in the Langton Mountains of Nepal. You're listening to The World Tonight with David Eads.